Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Hope you can hear me while I get changed, actually. I got a guy coming over to meet me in about an hour or so. Need to walk the dog and stuff before then. His name's Paul Henningsen. And he's actually a lecturer out of my school, although he doesn't lecture on multimedia design. He actually lectures on business, because they do all these kind of different business management courses out of Aarhus Business Academy. And he actually lectures there. And he runs his own company called Empower. I believe the website is empower.dk or empower.com. And he's just written a series of books in Danish at the moment, although I know they're working on translating them into English. And the books are all about how to, on the whole, how to kind of conduct better meetings, one-to-one meetings, or, you know, or group meetings, make them more productive. You know, while in this day and age, of course, doing meetings and things like that, you can do on places like Skype and Google Plus and Google Hangouts and things like that, which I, you know, Google Hangouts is something I've been using a lot recently, and really is a fantastic tool. But what Paul's emphasis is actually those personal meetings, those one-to-one meetings or those group meetings where everyone is sitting around a table, and how you can make those more productive. I've often found sitting in meetings with people, unless someone has actually written down some kind of agenda or actually manages the meeting in a particular way, you spend a lot of time, one, small talking, which is okay, but if you're going to use your time a bit more efficiently, then small talk needs to be less, and getting into what you're actually there to talk about needs to come a lot sooner. And I certainly find when I sit in meetings with particularly other students and stuff at the school, that without wanting to sound rude or without wanting to sound kind of arrogant in any way, I tend to find when I sit down and have meetings with other students at the school, I certainly feel like, you know, that they need to engage more. They need to learn to engage more. If you're there sitting in a meeting, whether you're brainstorming an idea, figuring out a schedule, whatever it is, I often feel like, you know, if I'm there at the meeting, I'm the one having to kind of push along and get people to talk, ask questions and direct. I guess maybe, you know, I tend to step in as the person who kind of conducts the meeting. And while that's okay, I certainly feel that if you're going to go to a meeting, you're going because you're prepared to engage. It's exactly the same as if you're going to go to a social media network, right? You're going to go to Twitter because you have this urge to engage with people and talk to people, not just sit there quietly in the corner and listen. I know a lot of people actually do use Twitter to listen, for example, just to find out what's going on. And I know quite a few people I've met who use it that way, and that's okay, I guess, too. But when it actually comes to conducting a meeting, whether it be face to face, between one on one, or between a group of people, or even something on Google Hangouts or Skype, that you need to kind of come to the meeting prepared to engage, prepared to contribute. And that really is what Paul's books and his kind of philosophy about meetings is all about. And he's coming here today because I'm going to talk to him about, because he's on Twitter, he's on a few social media networks, and his books have only recently really come out. So I'm going to kind of mentor him, and how he can kind of get his ducks in a row, so to speak, a little bit more on social media, between social media and his own website and things like that. So I'm going to help him organize his social media presences in relation to his website. And also, I'm going to talk to him about the idea of him becoming a little bit more of a transmedia producer. He's produced these fantastic books. He does blog about them a little bit, but I certainly feel there are other tools out there, maybe like Audioboo, maybe even doing some video, where he can start talking about his books and his whole philosophy about making meetings more efficient, making meetings more, making people engage more when they come to a meeting. I certainly feel he's got a lot to say with these kind of things. So I'm my job for him is to mentor him a little bit on how we can kind of start doing that a little bit more. And I'm actually really looking forward to doing it. I'm quite excited about it. But it goes both ways, because he is actually coming also to mentor me on some things. I certainly feel, there are some things in my life where I could do with some advice. And I was thinking about this yesterday, and one of the things I realized, and this also came out of a boo I did the other night, where I was talking about the fact I'd been fishing and I got a bit upset because I was remembering that I used to go fishing with my dad. And my dad died nearly 20 years ago, and it actually only just struck me over the last couple of days, that since he's died, I've actually kind of, put myself in a position where I've been mentored by a few different people. Whether we realized it or not, that's the relationship that we've had. And part of me has realized is because your dad is normally your mentor, right? In an ideal situation, people's dads are all kinds of things. They're not always mentors. But I certainly know that my relationship with my dad was certainly father-son, and he was a mentor to me, and still is to a certain degree, when I think about the kind of person that he was. And made me realize that I've not, although I've had these kind of mentor relationships over the years, I've never had that main, I've never had that main mentor. I've never had that person I can ring up or have a meeting with or just chat with to discuss something or get some advice about something. And that's the kind of person my dad was years and years and years ago. And I've realized in the last few days that one of the reasons perhaps I've not been so focused in my life is the fact that I've never had that. I've never had that mentor, that person to actually say, come on, you need to focus a bit more on this. Or it's always been stuff that I've kind of come to realize over a very long period of time. I've kind of digressed a little bit there, but partly what it's all about for me is I've kind of fallen into this kind of friendship with Paul, where I'm going to mentor him about some things, and he's going to mentor me about how I can become more focused and what my goals are over the coming kind of years now. I mean, I just hit 40. I'm still a student, or I've gone back to being a student because I've kind of decided to change direction. My big ambition now is to become an educator, a teacher. Paul is a teacher himself, so I certainly know he can kind of advise me and mentor me in that direction. But there are also other things in life that I think he can mentor me about. A lot to do with what he does, which is being more effective when it comes to meeting people, being more effective as a person, the way that you conduct yourself and the way that you go about doing what you do. So it's going to be interesting today to meet with Paul and start out having a meeting where I'm going to kind of show him or advise him on how he can be more effective online with social media and things like that. And he's going to advise me and mentor me a little bit on how I can be more effective in my life with my goals, my career strategies and things like that. It's going to be very, very interesting. And I'm actually very, very tempted to record some of it, but I have to wait until Paul arrives to see if he thinks that's okay. I think it should be, because certainly if he's going to go down the road of becoming more of a transmedia producer, someone who shares his process and what he does, because I think it's fascinating what he has to say, not just to me, but I think a lot of people online will get a lot out of it, because while we're all very focused on social media and conducting meetings over the internet, lest we not forget that we have work colleagues and friends and people in our lives that we see face to face. And we can certainly should not, or we certainly should not forget the skills that are required to actually get the most out of those relationships too. And of course, there is some stuff in between. You know, online becomes more personal when you sit and have a Google Hangout with someone face to face, and when they're halfway across the world. So I certainly think some of the things that Paul has to say will kind of bleach to conducting meetings online and talking to people online too. So it's going to be really interesting today to talk to Paul and advise him on online stuff. And have him advise me and point me in some directions about how to focus more on what I want to do with my life now, which is start teaching multimedia design, start teaching people more about engagement, you know, on social media and places like that. Yeah, I've kind of talked myself to the end of a thought stream there. But the upshot is, that's kind of what's going to be happening in about an hour or so. I'm hoping to capture some of it on a recording so I can post it here on Audioboo. A lot of changes going on in my life at the moment. I certainly realise that. And I know Paul is someone who can advise me and point me in the right direction. I certainly know I can advise him and point him in certain directions when it comes to social media. So it's kind of a win-win, really. We're both entering into a friendship, a partnership, where we can help each other out to achieve some of the things that we want at the moment. And we're going to mentor each other. And one of the big things I've realized at the moment is that you need to associate with people who can mentor you in a way, even if you don't realize that's what the relationship is. People who can influence and mentor you and inspire you, and Paul is certainly one of those, and I certainly hope I can be that for Paul too. So it's more of a an equal relationship rather than a mentor and a student, so to speak. It's a mentor and a mentor putting their heads together to help each other figure out some of the things that they want to do in life. So that's what's going to be happening in about an hour. All right, I'm going to finish getting ready, walk the dog, and I'll see you later.